options. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes a look at the top 10 movies at the box office over the weekend.
These streets, I never trusted anybody but me. I'm asking you, man. Bad Boys.
One last time. One last time.
Bad Boys for Life, starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, is still number one this week, bringing in $34 million. 1917 comes in at number two with $15 million. The Guy Who Talks to Animals, Dr. Doolittle, is at number three with $12.5 million. The Gentleman is at number four with $11 million. Dropping down to number five, Jumanji, The Next Level, at $7.9 million. The Turning is at number 6 with $7.3 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, still on the charts at number 7 with $5.2 million. The literary classic Little Women, coming in at number 8 with $4.7 million. Brie Larson stars in Just Mercy, coming in at number 9 with $4.1 million. And Knives Out, still hanging in there at number 10 with $3.7 million.
And finally, President Trump is set to hold one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held Thursday in suburban Detroit. The president will be speaking at the Dana Incorporated Manufacturing Facility in Warren, Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
family, and then eventually it just ends up mostly being the primary caregiver who really kind of is either with them most of the time or doing a lot of the legwork of looking for housing or any other services that might be out there.
Right.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, we're talking about the emergency room and people hearing about it there, but I'm wondering for someone who has someone who maybe hasn't gone to the hospital, but they still need a lot of help, how they find out about you.
It's hard. We do community outreach. I've gone out into the area, and I talk to professionals and other community programs that are out there of what we do, who we are, and give them information. I'm amazed. This program, I think, has been at 120 years, if not more, and every family I meet has never heard of us. So we do need to get the word out because families do need us,
right.
And they